Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Paramount Plus and the National Park Foundation present A Mountain of Zen. Are you still listening? Good. Take a deep breath. You needed a break. This Earth Week, you can live stream 7 national parks for 7 days on Paramount Plus. So, yes, you can literally stream a stream. Paramount Plus, official streaming partner of the National Park Foundation.
We had Roma taking on Milan. Roma had the 1-0 advantage heading into that tie, and it was another huge night for Daniele De Rossi, who now has the full-time job. They've locked him up. The 2-1 win over Milan. It's just this Roma side are rejuvenated. They are exciting.
Oh, look at the power of Lukaku there. And then the chop.
It is a...
I've got a lot of questions,
but look at this
Milan's
finish from
Dybala. Yeah.
Dybala.
I get it. It's a world-class finish from Dybala here, and obviously Lukaku does the hard work in the trenches to create that opportunity. But I've got a lot of questions of Milan's defending. However, I do want to say this. Roma, they're on their way to their third final. They won the Europa Conference League in 2022. They got to the Europa League final last season against Sevilla. We're up 1-0, ended up losing in penalties after finishing 1-1 after 90 minutes. So whatever you think about Jose Mourinho, he has got them a little battle-worn for how to have success in cup competitions. And then you add the little magic of De Rossi in there, and all of a sudden they're starting to play like a team that I think has a real chance to win this competition.
You know who they've beaten along the way in those two competitions?
Tell me.
Leverkusen.
Wow.
So now, the revenge.
La Revancha.
Right here.
Wow.
Bayer Leverkusen.
That's tasty.
Unbeaten this entire season, which is incredible. Think about it. All
looked susceptible yesterday as well, but then still found a way to get it done.
Same when they were down 2-0 to Karabakh, and they came back to level it up. I think Xabi Alonso, we talk about all the moves he made. He substituted Kusunu in the 29th minute because he was on a yellow card and he was playing poorly. And he made a crazy change for Tapsoba to bring him in to the game. And then just the idea of figuring out, okay, you know what? I know who to get the most out of. I know who to move. I'm going to bring in Boniface.
And Frimpong at halftime.
Oh, my God.
So they have a little depth, too, which is I appreciate about Leverkusen.
And everyone's playing in the top form.
This is a final. You know, it's like you get this final. Real Madrid and Man City, that's like a final. So I think this is going to be an incredible.
Jimmy thinks that Roma could win this competition. Do you agree that
they could win?
They could. But I think whoever wins the semi will win.
For me, Leverkusen has to be the favorite.
Leverkusen is just going to go undefeated the whole way through.
I mean,
what's that? 50 games total. There are what? 44.
I don't know.
They have Dortmund this weekend.
That's tough.
Then they have Stuttgart.
They're going to drop a game, I think, in the league.
Yeah, they have Dortmund then Stuttgart.
Jeez, but you guys hate fantasies, bro.
They completely outplayed West Ham in the first leg, right? And then the second leg, you felt, maybe.
Yeah.
They were a little hungover. A little hungover from celebrating. That first half, West Ham got at them, bro, in that first
they
half.
Did.
But in that second half, they said, hey, everybody, drink a little Gatorade or whatever, Lucas A, whatever they drink out there, we need to get ourselves back.
It's very relatable. I had some wine last night. Maybe I'm a little hungover this morning, you know? You don't know.
You just don't know. The pre-production.
B Baseball has begun, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Sample, every Monday through Saturday as we deliver all of your fantasy baseball needs in just 5 minutes. We'll break down the biggest performers, news, and prospects who could make an impact this season. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.